4 days and counting till you know what. The sun passes behind the moon on Monday, aka total solar eclipse. If you plan to watch, total or partial, you're going to be sitting there waiting for the celestial action. So, you need a playlist. Well, do we have the person for you? Here and Now Technical Director Mike Moscato is also one of our resident musicians, and he's one of the people who picks all that great music you hear during breaks and transitions on our show. And he's surely sick of hearing my voice all the time, so let's get his. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Scott. Nice to be on this side of the equation.
Yeah, there you go. You are an experienced eclipse watcher. You went and saw a total solar eclipse back in 2017. Did that help you pick these songs we're about to hear?
By went and saw, you mean I went out onto the WBUR roof deck I was working. I guess in an abstract way it did. I think the mood was sort of joyous and sort of celebratory. It was a moment of, and it always is, a moment of profound privilege to be in the right place at the right time to witness this uncommon, natural, astronomical phenomenon. But I also can't help but think about how for most of human history, maybe there was not this super sophisticated understanding of the solar system, how historically eclipses were regarded as this ominous, portentous thing. And, you know, there are perhaps apocryphal accounts of battles, historical battles being stopped dead in their tracks, both sides putting down their arms because the sky got blotted out and nobody knew what was going on. So there's always been this fascinating yin and yang to me.
All right, well, let's get some music to perhaps express some of that. First song off is The Sun and the Moon by Me Without You.
Reference to the sun, just the south side of the farm. I planted to the north, terracotta pot. Blind as I have come, I used to wonder where you are. These days I can't find where you're not.
Mine's the yard, surface tend to foxes burn.
Rhythmic, entrancing. Again, that is Me Without You out of Philadelphia. Sadly, we are without them because the band played its farewell show back in 2022. Why, Mike, did you pick this, The Sun and the Moon?
I had tickets to that last show in Philadelphia in 2022, but I didn't go. Me Without You came up through sort of a post-hardcore, emo-adjacent milieu. Their lyrical content, the subject matter, is a lot less, I guess I would say, worldly than a lot of their contemporaries. The vocalist and lyricist Aaron Weiss pulls from a lot of religious and spiritual imagery from multiple faiths, from Islam, from Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism. There are references in this song to the Hindu Bhagavad Gita, but the main thrust lyrically is it's inspired by Canticle of the Sun by St. Francis of Assisi. But for my money, I don't think you can get more ecliptic lyrically than The Sun and the Moon, I Want to See Both Worlds as One.
Yeah, yeah. Again, that band had its last shows back in 2022. We're going to listen now to a newer track by Shannon and the Clamps. The song is The Moon is in the Wrong Place. The moon is in the wrong place. Okay, not exactly celestially accurate to be the lyrics police. The moon and the earth and the sun on April 8th will be exactly where they ought to be. Mike, tell us about this band out of Oakland and its influences.
Yeah, I think there's some very clear influence from not only 60s psychedelia and garage rock, but there's some doo-wop. There's some tight horn lines in this tune as well.
I hear it.
You can hear a real dedication to and emphasis on that sort of vintage production produced by a member of the Black Keys. And this song is from a forthcoming album coming out in May.
Yeah. Okay. Let us listen now to a selection from Slow Dive. The song is When the Sun Hits.
As the sun hits, you'll be waiting.
Again, that is When the Sun Hits. Mike, tell us about this shoegaze genre of indie rock.
Yeah, so Slow Dive is one of the, if not progenitors, one of the forefathers of the genre. It's characterized in a bunch of different ways. I think it's one of those genre tags that maybe the artists who are making it resent a little bit. It's applied to them by music writers sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so the definition becomes a little bit nebulous. But I would say that it's defined by loud guitars and sort of quiet everything else. It lends to this quiet, dreamy intensity. That kind of screams Eclipse to me, and not just because it's called When the Sun Hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The genre is, over the last decade or so, has experienced something of a renaissance. There are still bands that are active in this kind of music. You have Nothing and Narrowhead, and Slowdive themselves even released a terrific album just last year.
Yeah.
One other thing that I will say is that true Here and Now heads, dedicated NPR listeners, may recognize some of these selections from the Here and Now music library already.
Because, right, you're playing them in the breaks in between our segments on this show.
Exactly right.
Now, finally, for those of you waiting for Bonnie Tyler and that Eclipse song from the fabulous 80s, we apologize. Mike's final selection is not that. His selection is Soundgarden's 90s hit Black Hole Sun.
Boiling heat, summer stench, 'neath the black the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come?
Black Hole Sun turns 30 this year, Mike. Catchy tune, amazing music video, you know, people being lifted up into the sky, maybe apt for what's going to happen April 8th. Why has this song, you think, endured?
Oh, the experience of watching this video on MTV as a lad is like burned into my brain. I think this song endures. I mean, it almost cuts against the stereotypes of grunge, right? It's tuneful, it's melodic, it has sort of a Beatles-y texture to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think the testament to its enduring nature is how widely it's been covered by artists both in and outside of the alt-rock paradigm. I mean, from Copeland to Paul Anka, Norah Jones. It's just...
oh my goodness.
It's got a real lasting power.
Call my name through the cream and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain?
Mike, what makes a good cover of this song?
So the thing that makes this song a good cover, as mm-hmm. I said, is its sort of tunefulness and the strength of the songwriting. And that lends itself to really creative interpretations. If an artist can take another band's signature song and really make it their own and get under the hood and tweak some things and shroud it in their own sort of aesthetics, I think this is a perfect candidate for that.
And there you have it, our Eclipse playlist, courtesy of Here and Now musician and technical director Mike Moscato.